Infowars.com/show.
Segment of the War Room. I'm joined with a war hero, friend of Michael Hastings, and political prisoner Joe Biggs, who's finally getting Josephus Bigglesworth is his ex. I hadn't seen that. I saw actually yesterday. It was late last night. I saw that you had posted the U.S. government has vacated my charges and dropped it all. Now I'm a free man. I can have my guns back. We didn't even talk about that. You get your guns back. Travel the world and get your military benefits. And on top of that, they're going to pay you, I guess, wrongful imprisonment, some back pay there, plus your back pay that you weren't getting for having disability. So the title of this document is Unopposed Motion to Vacate Convictions and Remained for Dismissal with Prejudice. That's ironclad right there. That's about as ironclad as you're going to get from the government. Let me tell
you, it's probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. Like, I keep reading it over and over and I just salivate.
And you've got this document in your possession, right?
Yeah.
And it's signed.
It's like, I keep like going, is this real? Like, is this like a,
what's the back say? What does it say?
Is it, I feel like it's like a defect. Yeah. That right there really blew my mind. Like, the DOJ rapid response posted this today. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed
bring that back up, guys. Bring that back up. They're going to bring it back up. There it is. Go ahead.
Filed a motion to vacate the convictions of several Americans who had received clemency from President Trump. This ends these years-long Biden-era weaponized prosecutions. President Trump demanded we stop the two-tier injustice, and we are delivering. No more rigged system. So, you know, that shows that Trump did have some knowledge of this as well. So that's kind of cool. That actually, that meant a lot to see that today.
I bet.
Saw that. I was scrolling.
And I tell you, what, the first day of his, when he got in office, one of the first things he did was get you guys released. He didn't pardon you, but he got you basically vacated your sentence where you could be released from jail. And then a lot of other people got pardons.
You know, earlier that day when the ceremony started, the warden's office, they contact me. I get brought up to the warden's office and they go, hey, if you were to go home today and get a pardon, because they're saying they're going to pardon people, if you were going to go home today, where would you go? And I give my mom's address, and I'm being told the whole day it's a pardon. That's what they're being told at the prison.
Right.
Then something changed in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking that might have been Bondi getting to Trump, because she seems to – she put on a good show acting like she's all for us, but starting to see other things.
She's a deep
state. It's hard to know who you can trust and who you can't, because, you know, like I said, that PSYOP is so strong.
Yep.
You know, here we are being told that Todd Blanche has been the one blocking it, but it's not, you know, and
he had a change of heart, or maybe somebody talked to him and said, hey, listen, we wanted Pam to do this, and she put a kink in the wheel. You better undo this right now or you're next. So it could have been something like that.
Either way, I'm just glad it happened. You know, God's good, and, you know, I'll take whatever I can get. And, you know, this is something my family's been waiting on forever.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy it happened for you. I saw the news last night. I was like, this is great. And then I was texting you this morning. I had your old number, and McBreen calls me up and he goes, hey, you got to get Biggs on today. I said, I've been texting him. He won't text me back. He's like, oh, you don't have his new number. So I'm glad we got your new number. Got you in. I want to pivot to this. This was something I wanted to do yesterday. I want you to stay on for this, but I tweeted this on the 13th. I said, I found a positive to the Iran war. There may be more positives coming out in the future, but this one to me is a big positive. Because there's a substance that they put in your water. They call it fluoride. It's not even really fluoride. But apparently in Baltimore, they're having to lower the amount of fluoride they put in the water, which is part of the PSYOP, too. That's the chemical PSYOP that goes in your head and makes you eat. It messes with your third eye. It makes you more susceptible to cancers. It gives you brittle bones. It doesn't really help you with your teeth, even though that's what they say it is, because what they're putting is not even really fluoride, which is calcium fluoride is what they is actually beneficial for your teeth in very small amounts. But the city of Baltimore had to lower this out. Guys, let's play the Baltimore clip. It's clip 3. Let's go to that one real quick.
I owe you. Supply chain issues are forcing the City Department of Public Works to temporarily reduce the level of fluoride it puts in drinking water. So this affects Baltimore City residents and some people in Baltimore and Howard counties who get city water. There are no regulations on the level of fluoride in water. DPW Director Matthew Garbark says the city remains committed to providing safe, high-quality drinking water to all its residents. The drinking water will remain safe, and it will meet all federal and state water quality standards.
Yeah, because they're actually putting more fluoride than what you need. Because, you know, you got to keep the people of Baltimore easily controlled so they can, you know, when you want to rile them up, you can rile them up. And get them to riot.
Well, it's the number one ingredient for Idiocracy. You know, like, you know, when you watch that movie, it's all these dumb zombies walking around laughing at fart movies or a movie that just shows a butt. And that's really, like, think about, like, where we're at in society. You have large groups of kids twerking, mm-hmm. and they're all, this is funny. This is great. Oh, man, this is great. Then they start shooting each other. It's like they're dumbing us down to such an extent that we find, like, these things interesting. We won't read books, but we'll watch these 60-second or 30-second reels on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's just other people doing dumbed-down stuff back-to-back, lighting farts on fire, you know, dropping frozen turkeys into a vat of hot oil and exploding and catching on fire. And I literally feel like that's what it is. It's like Brando's everywhere. We've been force-fed Brando. It's what plants crave, you know.
And the number one movie was ass. So,
you know, Mike was ahead of his time.
Big time. And fluoride has a lot to do with this. People don't realize that this is an industrial waste that they put in your water, because if they were trying to dump it somewhere, they'd have to go through a bunch of hoops. So they're like, oh, this is good for you. We're going to put it in your water because your teeth and your stomach need to be strong and fortified. So here's an article from 2 years ago. Fluoride at twice the recommended limit linked to lower IQ in kids. It's an AP, and it's from a study that they did. But now, 2 years later, we got this story that comes along and says, fluoride in your drinking water has no effect on IQ or brain function, major study shows. So 2 years later, they come out with a new study that's like, hey, fluoride isn't bad. Is it bad for you at all? But what they fail to look at, and they've changed the terminology. So now you have the SDS, okay, which is the safety data sheet. It used to be called the MSDS, which is the material data safety sheet. And here, and guys, get that B-roll ready of the fluoride plant that we shot hidden camera back in 2010. I shot this hidden camera footage. And so here's hydrofluorosilicic acid. And they say, oh, it's toxicity is a category 4. So it may cause burns, irritation, linings of the mouth, swallowing in small amounts. It could be a serious health hazard. And they also say it's an acute toxicity 3. If it gets on your skin, it's bad for you. It's not good to inhale. Now, what it used to be was the MSDS. And here they tried to change it here, but they didn't change this graphic. And guys, go back to where we saw the tank where it says 4. 4 is the worst number you can have for human reactivity. They're like, this can cause death if you get it. I think it's like 125 in that clip. Yeah, there you go. There's this fluoride tank. We're actually in the room where they put the fluoride in. Boom, you can see the 4 right there. That's what they're putting in your water. And they're putting it in at 9 gallons an hour. It's totally disgusting. I'll give you the word on this before we go to an interview. This is an old interview Alex Jones did with Dr. Paul Conant. It's a 15-minute video, so we got like a minute left here.
Yeah, that's some creepy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my buddy, or my cousin, I should say, Chase, he works in a lot of medical stuff, and he's always sending me stuff. He's like, this is the worst stuff ever, and they're throwing it in everything, and you know, they have these little city council meetings and people are complaining about it. And they bring in these little experts and they're like, no, you guys are all wrong. You probably watch InfoWars if you think that. And it's like, you don't have to watch InfoWars. You go look at the Harvard medical reviews and stuff where they talk about how dangerous it is. I mean, InfoWars isn't the only place it's talking about.
We're just showing you the information. That's all we're doing.
Beating on it and trying to get it out there. But there are legit colleges and medical universities out there that have been talking about the horrors of this stuff for quite some time.
Yep.
You know, and the fact that people still think it's good. You know, I can tell a lot by a person when I go to their home. When I look at the toothpaste, and I always look to see if they've got like fluoride-free toothpaste.
There you go.
I look to see if they've got the filters on there.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff we use, we don't have any of that in there. You know,
you got to do it. Exactly. You got to filter your fluoride out of your water. That's the only way to go. Hey, we're going to go to this clip now. This is about a 15-minute interview. Alex Jones and Dr. Connett. This is a biochemist. Joe Biggs, I salute you, brother. I'm so glad everything's working out for you. This is great news. InfoWars lives forever. Thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Dr. Paul Connett dropped by our studios to update our viewers on the amazing success that scientists are having worldwide in their fight to educate governments and the population to the deadly toxic waste poison, fluoride, being added to our water.
This has been an 8-year effort on our part to demonstrate that they cannot introduce this sulfuryl fluoride for the treatment of food and warehouses and processing plants because our kids are already exceeding the reference dose, the safe dose.
Dr. Paul H. Connett is our guest. And he is an environmental chemist and, of course, a toxicologist, and has been a prominent critic in the U.S. and around the world since he first researched exactly what the so-called substance fluoride is doing, being added to our water, but also being used as a pesticide. And we had him in here just 4 or 5 months ago in studio with us. And since then, so many positive things have happened. And I wanted to get him on to discuss. The EPA has proposed a phase out of fluoride-based pesticides. That's the New York Times. Other reports, U.S. wants to reduce fluoride in drinking water. The government's had to continue to admit that internal ingestion of fluoride does nothing for your teeth. It's only topical, and I've made the point many times, it's like drinking sunscreen instead of just putting it topically on. And so there's major cracks in the facade. He's just returned to the United States from a trip to Australia, New Zealand, and other nations. He just got back last night, and he's here in Austin, Texas, tomorrow to speak to the Austin City Council. So positive things are happening all over the world, and he's here to give us a report on that. Dr. Connett, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Alex. You know, water fluoridation is not the most important issue confronting our planet, but it's the easiest one to end. All you need is a strong wrist to turn off the tap. Once the tap is turned off, it's over. But you need the political will to turn the tap off. And to get that political will, we need people informed and we need people organized. Thanks to you, millions of people around the world are being informed on this issue. And thanks to fluoride-free Texas, thousands of people in the city of Austin are being informed about the issue and organized, being organized on the issue. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that Austin, Texas will be our next big victory. A few days ago, it was finalized that Calgary in Alberta, that's 1.1 million people, are now going to be fluoride free. And after 20 years. And people in Waterloo, Ontario, voted it out. So the squeeze is on Ontario. And don't forget that most of British Columbia and most of Quebec, the wings of Canada, are already fluoridation-free. And we're squeezing on Alberta with Calgary out, Edmonton maybe next, and then we're squeezing on Ontario. If Ontario was to go, if Toronto was to go, or even Ottawa was to go, I think it would be the end of fluoridation in Canada. Meanwhile, we've got a very good organizing group in New Zealand. FAN New Zealand is excellent, and FAN Australia has just been formed. So there's a fight back everywhere. And then a few days ago, I was in Dublin, which is mandatory fluoridation. Because of American pressure back in the 1960s, Ireland has mandatory fluoridation. It's the odd man out in Europe. Only three countries in Europe have any fluoridation at all. England at 10%, Spain at 3%, and Ireland at 73%. But lots of people in Ireland don't want this fluoride in their water. But many other people don't know it's there.
Now, you've been talking about some of the big cities that are going fluoride-free. I've seen reports like towns outside Austin, like Lago Vista, having it removed. Other cities not putting it in. Big fights in places like San Diego, where they've had to bring in supposed private money to do it. I briefly want to give people a recap of just some of the basics of the danger of fluoridation and how discredited it's gotten and what it signifies for you that this facade of you people are crazy is beginning to fall in, because I've seen the reports of the majority of government scientists and unions sending in their own letters, toxicologists, environmental chemists, saying this is insane, the increases in bone cancer, the fracturing of the bones, the dental fluorosis. I mean, it's such a hoax. But before we go there, you also gave me some very positive news earlier when we were talking about what's happening in the state of Georgia.
Yes, some very prominent black leaders. Andrew Young, former ambassador to the UN, former mayor of Atlanta, whose father was a dentist and for years was pro-fluoridation, came out with a public statement a few days ago calling for an end to mandatory fluoridation in Georgia. And the reason is that they're now finding that black children are much more sensitive, appear to be much more sensitive to fluoride for a number of factors. For example, the rates of dental fluorosis, which is caused by fluoride, mottling of the teeth, is greater for black children and is Hispanic children than it is for white children, but the parents are not being warned. You know, in terms of the basics, probably the single most basic fact that anybody needs to know is the level of fluoride in mother's milk. You know, what was developed over millions of years by evolution, Mother Nature, however you saw the development of humankind, this is baby's first meal, which is designed to be the best delivery of all the things that the body needs, right? And it's practically none. The level of fluoride in mother's milk is 0.004 parts per million, which means a bottle-fed baby is getting, in a fluoridated town like Austin, is getting 250 times more fluoride than nature intended. And then you have these lunatics, these people that are more interested in money than protecting our babies or our health, selling for baby, water, so-called purified water, which has fluoride added to it. So they're deliberately giving babies 250 times more fluoride than nature intended.
And they push it in the public schools. They've got dozens of brands. They've got it in packages, little school buses on the side. You go to grocery stores or baby stores, there's giant end caps. They've got recordings playing. Your baby needs it. They've got to have it. But you just broke down the facts, and I've read the statistics. Go over some of them. Am I correct, doctor, that the studies show these different fluoride types have a much more adverse effect on babies and the developing?
Yes, it's the first year, which is the most sensitive year. According to government-funded researchers from Iowa, it's the first year in which the baby's at greatest risk at developing dental fluorosis. And we've got a huge problem now in the United States. 41% of children between the age of 12 and 15 now have dental fluorosis. Now, that's all American kids. That's an average of kids living in fluoridated communities and non-fluoridated.
And that's up from?
From
10%.
10% was where they began in 1945. That's what they thought. We can fluoridate the water, lower one part per million, lower tooth decay, and we'll keep the dental fluorosis at 10% in its very mild form. Now we have 41%, probably 50% in fluoridated communities, and 3.6% of those have moderate or severe dental fluorosis.
And from the studies I've read, but correct me if I'm wrong, this is the surface effect. And so this is what we're seeing, but the studies on IQs, on bones, bone cancer.
You can't see them unless you do a study. You can't walk down a road and tell if someone's had brain damage, whether their IQ's lowered, whether they earlier onset of puberty or any of these other things. You can only find that was caused or not by fluoride if you do the studies. And we're just not doing the studies in this country. We're not doing any studies to see if there's a relationship between fluoridation and arthritis, even though we know the first symptoms of fluoride poisoning of the bone is just like arthritis. We're not looking to see if there's a relationship between fluoridation and the massive increase of underactive thyroid gland, even though doctors used to give fluoride tablets to lower thyroid function in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Very low doses, by the way. We're not looking to see if there's relationship with fluoridation and lowered IQ, even though we have 24 studies now from China, India, Iran, and Mexico, which shows that moderate exposure to fluoride is lowering IQ in children.
Well, that was my next point. You're saying we're not studying it because this is the home of fluoride where it began. You live here in the United States as well, but all these other countries have, and we know that the teeth turning into pot-eaten, you know, yellow wrecks, that's only the surface effect, the
That's right.
What about glands in the brain?
The pineal gland, this little gland between the two hemispheres of the brain, it concentrates fluoride because it's a calcifying tissue, just like the teeth and the bones. And the researcher that did this, somebody I've met several times, Dr. Jennifer Luke in England, she also showed that animals lowered melatonin production. And this pineal gland produces melatonin, which is like a biological clock. It controls the start of different things or end of different. It controls the onset of puberty, aging, jet lag, which I know something about, and sleep patterns. So it's an incredibly important gland. And yet, no country, no fluoridating country, has attempted to reproduce her work. And it's not.
But strangely enough, in the studies I've seen, levels of fluoride are known to accelerate puberty and basically aging. And then we wonder why, amongst the other hormones and things that are in the meat, that our girls are going into puberty at now not just 6 or 7 or 8, but 3 years old in many cases. You see the areas of the world where fluoridation is going on. We have these hot spots of the boys being effeminate and the women going into puberty earlier.
But the point is, from a scientific perspective, if you don't look, you don't find. And the absence of study does not mean the absence of harm. And unfortunately, what is being done in the United States, particularly by the Center of Disease Control, is to essentially say, oh, we're not finding any effects at 1 part per million. Well, you're not looking. I know you're a fan of Monty Python, as I am, and we had Dr. Peter Cooney, who's the chief dental officer for Canada. He went into Dryden, Ontario, shortly before they voted fluoridation out. That's another victory. He says, I've walked down your high street today, and I didn't see anybody growing horns, and you've been fluoridated for 40 years. So that's the level of research in Canada. You know, come in, John Cleese. Well, John, what are we going to do to study this fluoridation thing? How can we demonstrate to the public?
He doesn't have any horns.
Yeah, just,
he's
fine. We'll have a whole department. We'll have a specialist in deer horns, moose horns, goat horns, bull horns, cow horns.
Rabbit horns.
We'll cover the country. And
if we see horns growing, we'll cut that fluoride.
That's it, John. Jolly good, you got it. You got it, hold on.
What about forked tails as well?
Yes, your forked tails, absolutely. And by the way, John, what do you think about getting rid of this hazardous waste from the phosphate fertilizer industry?
Well, we'll just put it in the water, and if they complain, we'll say, if Easter bunnies spontaneously appear, then we'll take it out.
So you got it. I mean, can you think of anything more bizarre that the hazardous waste of the superphosphate fertilizer industry, they can't dump it into the sea by international law, they can't dump it locally because it's too concentrated, but if someone buys it from them, it becomes a product. And once it's a product, then they can put it in the drinking water and tell us it's good for our teeth.
Well, expanding on that, I mean, you say they haven't studied it here, but there have been studies all over the world, and there have been studies of what higher levels of fluoride do, and we know it's deadly poison and it attacks the body at every level. I mean, you've spoken about how it's really an adjuvant. It also accelerates all the other toxins, and if it's something that bioaccumulates, then we do know it's bad.
It's crazy. Well, first of all, you know, going back to real basic common sense stuff, the whole notion of using the public drinking water to deliver medicine is crazy, because once you put a medicine in the water, you can't control the dose. You can control the concentration at the waterworks, but you can't control how much water people drink, and you can't control how much fluoride they're getting from other sources, so you can't control the dose. Ask any pharmacist. This is sheer lunacy.
But that's my next point. You were earlier, when we were talking on the radio, breaking down how they gas the food with fluoride, and they also have systems where they spray it on.
Yeah.
And many of the doctors I've talked to over the years said, look, water's bad, but this is where they're really putting the toxic waste. Well, now, going back to January
10th,
absolutely, of this year, 4 or 5 months ago, EPA proposes phase out of fluoride-based pesticide because we're dealing with hundreds of times what they're putting in the water. But the fact that they're now starting to back off on this, why do you think that's happening?
Well, it was an amazing victory for the Fluoride Action Network with help from the Environmental Working Group and Beyond Pesticides. This has been an 8-year effort on our part to demonstrate that they cannot introduce this sulfuryl fluoride for the treatment of food and warehouses and processing plants because our kids are already exceeding the reference dose.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramathylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.